Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Dr. Yoni Moton, who joins us to give us some insight into the rationale behind this deal. He is the deputy chairman of the Yoni Moton Foundation. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Mr. Moton. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
I'm excited to speak to you. I must tell you, I've been someone who's read your book and understand the journey that you've taken in the realm of investment and business in South Africa. I spoke to David Shapiro earlier on and he asked me to ask you if you still wear the grey shoes with the grey crocodile belt. So that's just to start off the interview on a light note.
Yeah, just to clarify, I'm Yoni Moton, Yoni Moton's son. So David Shapiro is talking, referring to my father. It's my father who founded the Yoni Moton Foundation and made the donation to the Yoni Moton Foundation, or gave the funds to the Yoni Moton Foundation to enable this 7.2 billion donation to acquire the Kiro schools. And as is public knowledge, my father suffers from dementia. So unfortunately, you have Yoni Moton tonight and not Yoni Moton.
Got you. Thank you so much for the clarity there, Yan. And hopefully you can still humor us with perhaps your own memories of David Shapiro and a few other investment players. But first things first, out of interest for everyone is, of course, just the clarity in terms of an understanding behind the rationale for this deal, the 7.2 billion rand offer to buy Kiro.
Yes, so the Yoni Moton Foundation, which is making this offer, is a public benefit institution. And we have these funds that have been donated by Yoni, and we've only been using the dividends from the underlying investments to support public benefit causes, mainly people with disabilities, children, homes, and also education. But we've now decided to do something big and not just live off the dividends, use the actual share portfolio and do South Africa's biggest donation to date and acquire Kiro and turn Kiro into a not-for-profit company, which means it won't have shareholders anymore, and a public benefit organization so that Kiro is able to serve the South African public and further the goals of high-quality education, because we believe that's the right way to fix South Africa and make South Africa a better place.
And as you say, there's a real sense of purpose to this particular acquisition. I understand that the foundation is a public benefit organization, so that is part of its mandate. But help us contextualize, in terms of the metrics, the numbers, the commercial operating capacity, how do you envision that being managed by the Yoni Moton Foundation?
Okay, so after the acquisition, the Yoni Moton Foundation won't manage Kiro. Kiro will still be managed by the current management, Kubik and his team that you spoke to just now. We're happy with the management there at Kiro. The current board of Kiro will continue to be the board of the for not-for-profit companies, basically just a conversion of the company from for-profit to not-for-profit. And then the foundation will appoint four directors to the Kiro board. But the foundation and Kiro will actually be two separate public benefit organizations, Kiro focusing on education.
We are aware that this is subject to several layers of approval from shareholders, competition, commission authorities, and other players within the financial services realm. I'm quite keen to understand, you know, if we do take a look at timeframes, nothing set in stone, but what are the expectations here, Yan?
Yeah, so the biggest hurdle will be shareholder approval of this transaction, but we are offering a 60% premium to the closing price of Kiro. So I think that is, if you look at historic transactions, premiums range from 30 to 50%. So we above the high end. So I think it should be very favorable by shareholders. And that's basically the main hurdle. We are a public benefit organization without shareholders. So it has some other regulatory loops that it has to go through, as all big transactions have to pass through, but we think the biggest one is shareholder approval.
Jan, appreciate your time this evening, sir. We'll leave it there for tonight, but thank you so much for giving us some clarity behind the rationale regarding this deal. Well aware that there's still quite a big process to go through, but we'll be sure to follow up with you on the developments. And regards to you and your dad and the amazing efforts and, of course, milestones he's achieved in South Africa's business community.
Thanks so much, Agnes.
Thank you. Jan Mouton is the deputy chairman of the Yanni Mouton Foundation, joining us today to give us some clarity on the proposed buyout of Curro Schools. 7.2 billion rand, essentially shifting into a public benefit organization. As he's mentioned, nothing will change from an executive leadership point of view, but just the ownership structure of the business, which speaks to the ethos of the trust to try to enhance the delivery of affordable private school education in the country.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.